Dr. Pinsky dictating Amal IME on Lewis, L-O-U-I-S, Dalicandro, D-A-L-I-C-A-N-D-R-O, Jr. Lewis Dalicandro, Jr. is a 71-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 1-5-22. Heard he was cutting up a carpet and bent down on his left knee, and his kneecap rolled severely to the right. Period. As a result, he believes he injured his left knee, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He complains that his manager kept him working and would not allow him to seek treatment for the next 13 days. Period. He did have further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis, stating he never really received one. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving active treatment as of March 2022. Period. As per the record supplied, Mr. Dalicandro was seen by Dr. Bedarsky on 1-18-22, stating he was completing a resection of a length of carpet to be shortened enough to allow it to be placed in a dumpster. But as he squatted down to release a few final connecting fiber strands between sections of the heavy carpet, he felt a sudden painful popping sensation in the lateral left knee, causing him to fall to the floor. Period. He had a history of 2 lumbar spine surgeries, hypertension, advanced coronary artery disease with bypass surgery on 5 occasions, along with congestive heart failure. Period. After exam and x-rays that were read as unremarkable, he was diagnosed with a left knee sprain and initiated on activity modifications, ice, and ACE wrap and crutches. Period. He followed up over the next several weeks, running 3-3-29-22, when he was referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph. He was seen in that regard by Dr. Eisenberg, A-Y-Z-E-N-B-E-R-G, on 4-25-22. Period. He had 12 sessions of physical therapy, but reportedly was told there was nothing else the therapist could do. Period. Dr. Eisenberg found it was 5 degrees short of full extension and 120 degrees of flexion with crepitus at the end point of flexion. Period. Strength was 5/5 and there was no instability. Period. He had positive McMurray and flexion pinch testing. Period. Dr. Eisenberg diagnosed pain in the left knee with effusion. Period. It was thought he had a work-related synovitis consistent with the mechanism of injury described. Period. He reported having x-rays in the past that demonstrated arthritis. Period. Dr. Eisenberg opined this would be unrelated and pre-existing. Period. Accordingly, he ordered a set of bilateral weight-bearing x-rays and anticipated viscosupplementation. Period. In paragraph on 7/11/22, he returned to Dr. Eisenberg. Period. At his last visit on 6/6/22, he underwent a monovisc injection, but now reported 0% relief. Period. He complains his entire left lower extremity went numb. Period. He has been wearing a brace that helps when going up and down the stairs, but his knee was feeling sore. Period. Further history was noted for hepatitis C. Period. Dr. Eisenberg referenced an SCE as he had not returned to full duty and agreed to do so. Period. However, I am not in receipt of the results of FCE or other diagnostic testing, period. I have been advised that he voluntarily resigned on 1/20/22 and retained an attorney, period. Physical exam. General appearance. He focused loudly on his subjective complaints and mistreatment by his employer, period. He states he wears his left knee brace when driving, period. He had a cane with him that appeared somewhat worn, period. He's wearing a semi-military style short jacket, period. He was wearing Crocs as well, period. He related to having a history of a gunshot wound. Appeared he was hardworking in the military, lifting the injured, period. Extremity's lower inspection revealed equivocal swelling about the left knee, but no atrophy or effusions. Appeared motion of the left knee was from 0 to 100 degrees, with tenderness and guarding, but no crepitus. Appeared motion of the right knee, as well as both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness, period. Many muscle testing was 5 minus for left quadricep strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Knee maneuvers, he would not cooperate with provocative maneuvers at the knees, complaining he could not do them, period. Lumbosacral. He ambulated with an intelligent gait on the left, using a walking stick in the left hand. Appeared to change position slowly, and was able to squat and rise. Appeared lumbar exam as far as range of motion, and straight leg raising maneuvers were not performed. Impressions. On 1/5/22, Louis Delacandro Jr. alleges to have injured his left knee at work while completing a resection of carpet, period. He was seen by Dr. Pajarski on 1/19/22, period. He told Dr. Pajarski that his personal physician recommended referral to an occupational health facility, such as this one. Period. Reported no previous injury to this area. Period. He had previous severe combat gunshot wounds of both arms and shoulders, and a successfully repaired knife slash to his throat. Period. He was taking oxycodone and hydrocodone to control these injuries. Period. Dr. Pajarski diagnosed him with a sprain and initiated him on appropriate conservative measures, period. He participated in physical therapy but remained symptomatic, period. In paragraph on 4/25/22, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Eisenberg, period. He opined the arthritis was pre-existing and unrelated to the subject event, period. It does not appear that Mr. Alejandro underwent an MRI study, period. Per his primary care physician, the petitioner was unable to take corticosteroids given his diabetes, period. Dr. Eisenberg then performed some viscosupplementation injections from which the petitioner stated he had 0% improvement. Appeared he did not feel capable of returning to work full duty, so they agreed to pursue a functional capacity evaluation. Appeared, however, it does not appear that this was accomplished. Period. In paragraph, the current exam found Mr. Delacandro was very disagreeable relative to the way he was treated after his injury, period. He claimed his employer would not let him see a doctor for 13 days, which is why he got an attorney. Period. There was decreased range of motion about the left knee with some guarding. Period. There was also equivocal swelling about the left knee. Period. He would not cooperate with the provocative maneuvers at the knee, complaining he could not do them. But he ambulated with an intelligent gait on the left and used a walking stick in his left hand. Period. He changed position slowly and was able to squat and rise. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Period. In this event, Mr. D'Alessandro had left knee pain superimposed upon degenerative joint disease. Period. It does not appear that he was ever distinctly found to have internal derangement of the knee. Period. This was not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by the event in question. Period. Upon discharge from Dr. Eisenberg on 7/11/22, motion was from 0 degrees to 125 degrees of flexion with crepitus. Period. He currently limited his flexion to 100 degrees. Period. New paragraph. At this juncture, Mr. D'Alessandro's symptoms and presentation are consistent with a non-work-related etiology. Period. Follow-up with his primary care physician in this regard would be appropriate. Period. End.